This is what the Lord says. Have you seen this huge army? Watch. I'm going to hand it over to you today. Then you'll know that I am the Lord. 1 Kings 20:13. I've heard some amazing ideas shared in planning meetings for events or programs. Often, someone will say, "Great idea," but then comes the real question, who's going to do it? A decisive battle was approaching. The king of Syria had formed an alliance with 32 other kings. His massive army, chariots, horses, alliance with everyone, above all, his pride and arrogance, would be of no use in this fight. On the other side stood King Ahab. Without the influence of his wife, Jezebel, he first humbled himself before the king of Syria and then before God by obeying his voice. When it looked like all hope was lost, God told Ahab that he would hand over the massive army to the hands. What amazing news, Ahab must have thought. But then came the hard question. By whose hand would this miracle happen? Who would start the battle? God answered plainly, "You." Ahab's resources were limited, and his army was tiny in comparison. But God wanted to show he was Lord of not only the mountains, but also the valleys. God's answer stuck in my mind. "You." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am. Send me." Isaiah 6:8. Who will follow him? Who will respond the good Redeemer? "Here I am. I will go." Whoever he leads, who will walk in his steps? Who will say to the Lord, "I will follow you"? Who? You? Me? How will you dare to respond? "Here I am. Send me."